The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 5, 26.
Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits. Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have an amazing lady on the show today. She's a nurse entrepreneur, the founder of SkinWorks San Francisco, and she's also a certified high-performance coach. And I'm really excited to have her on today to share her story with us on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Cheryl Pierce. Cheryl, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Yeah. Hi, Sheena. Thank you so much for having me on your show. And yeah, you pretty much captured it all. So yeah, I've been a nurse entrepreneur for over 10 years. My first business was actually Ageless Beauty Skin Clinic in San Francisco, and I have evolved it to a new brand, SkinWorks, the science of confidence. And I've also become a certified high performance coach 2 years ago. And I'm very excited to be here.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Cheryl, what's your cultural background?
I'm actually Filipino. I came from the Philippines in 1984. I immigrated here in the U.S. with my family, with my mom and my two brothers.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
My favorite self-confidence quote is, "Self-confidence is the best outfit. Rock it and own it."
Thanks for sharing that great quote. And I also agree the best outfit is self-confidence. So thanks for sharing that. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
Self-confidence is this feeling of, you know, full engagement in life and really your ability to trust in your ability to figure things out. It's that self-assurance and self-belief that you can do it, that you can really design the life that you want and that you can manifest anything you want in life.
Thanks for sharing that great definition. And Cheryl, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
Oh gosh. Wow. Life before discovering my self-confidence, which is actually just a few years ago. Life before that, you know, I was really quiet person. I was just quiet and passive, and I was not assertive at all. I didn't speak what I felt or how I felt. I just kept really quiet and just trying to keep the peace, you know, and I did not want to rock the boat at work or at home. I just followed what I was told to do, even if I didn't want to do it. And I felt like I had no voice. I felt like I was a prisoner and living this caged life, you know, feeling trapped and fearful and just basically frustrated about life. It's like, you know, I would say, why even try? You know, I feel like I felt for a long time, I felt like my voice didn't matter. My opinion didn't matter. And then I started to ask myself, what's the point? What's the purpose of life? And why am I here? You know, so it was kind of not that great. It's not that great not having that self-confidence. And interestingly, I found my true self, I found my confident self in the journey of entrepreneurship. And I'm so much happier now. And, you know, we're all in a journey and everybody's in a different phase or stage in their life. And God, I really, truly found my true voice and my confidence only in my 40s. Basically, you know, to be honest, I'll be 50 at the end of this year. And I'm just glad, you know, better late than never, right?
Thanks for sharing that. And I totally agree. Better late than never. You know, most people think they're too young, they're too old, it's too late to do one thing. And, you know, we should really just let go of the timing and realize if it feels right, we just go ahead and do it. And you never know what could happen. And I'm glad you're able to say, you know, I don't care how old I am, I'm just going to keep doing it. I'm going to go and live my life. And, you know, because of those realizations, what's your life been like now?
Oh my goodness. I am just way, way much happier. I'm now living the life in my own terms and, you know, I just do whatever I want and I'm just like, I'm just fulfilling my dreams basically. And life now is just much more vibrant and happy and fulfilling and meaningful. And I'm just following my heart. I'm just following my passion and I'm not afraid anymore to try new things. You know, I want to share with you, we have been programmed as a society to see the world through our brain, through our head brain, through our cranial brain. You know why? That's where fear, doubt, and worry comes from. And that's not where confidence comes from. You know, if Tony Robbins used to say, if you get in your head, you're dead. And I really believe that because now I feel like I'm living in my heart and my heart brain. Our heart, I just realized, I think it was discovered in 1991. There's a group of scientists that discovered that in your heart, you have 40,000 specialized cells called sensory neurites. You know, your heart is the seat of wisdom and your heart is the seat of confidence. And I used to hear all the time someone telling me, Cheryl, just follow your heart. And I didn't know what that meant before. You know, intuition is the voice of our heart. And even Albert Einstein said, your heart is the master and your brain is the faithful servant. Our brain is used for logic and calculating and analyzing, but our heart is really where our true self, your highest self comes from. And that voice, we really need to get back to that confident voice in our heart to really live the lives we're meant to live and even build the business we're meant to build. If we listen to our heads all the time, oh my gosh, we're not going to go anywhere because it'll always stop you from doing what you love. Because, you know, fear, doubt, and worry is in there. The amygdala, the amygdala is the small gray matter in the brain. It's like peanut size, yet that's where fight or flight comes from. So it's constantly searching for the negative, for something that's wrong or for something that's not right. So if we always constantly think through our head brain, our cranial brain, you know, your confidence is not going to be unleashed through your brain. So your confidence will be unleashed through your heart.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, I totally agree. You know, sometimes when we use our head too much, that's when we overanalyze and overthink and it actually stops us from pursuing our dreams or passion. And our heart is what, you know, or intuition, you know, tells us, like, just go for it, even if it doesn't look, you know, the way you pictured in your head, everything will fall into place. So thanks for sharing that. And Cheryl, if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, or check out some of your work or check out SkinWorks, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yeah, for SkinWorks, I have two websites. The first one is for the SkinWorks. It's a spa retail boutique in San Francisco. We inspire confidence through better skin. We always start with our skin because you've got to be comfortable in your own skin, right? So the website for that is www.myskinworks.com. And the SkinWorks is spelled with a RX in the end. So myskinworks.com. And my other website, which is my personal brand, is www.Cheryl with a Cheryl-Pierce.com. Cheryl-Pierce.com.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Cheryl, you can also head on over to the TaoofSelfConfidence.com and search for Cheryl's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I just really want to thank Cheryl today for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Cheryl.
Oh, yes. And one last thing is my advice is to trust in your ability to figure things out. You already have the confidence and the courage, the determination and the resourcefulness that you need. You know, it's in your heart. And just really pay attention and listen to your heart because that's where the seat of confidence, the seat of wisdom comes from. And thank you for having me, Sheena.
Not a problem. It was an honor having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Get your free self-talk tape for building self-confidence by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.